Kids Q Pros. I'm not sure how you angled this quite out of your roles here, but
I don't know, but I'm down to be called a Kids Q Pro. I am here for it. I love this segment. It is so much fun to come in here and talk about stuff. The weirdest and best
weird
questions.
Things. I think that's the thing that I get excited about listening to it, which most of the time is what I'm doing instead of executing any of this, but not the left fieldness of the questions.
Yeah.
Is top-notch.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we just make it weirder.
Yeah, it does get weirder sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's to be expected. I think you have to, you know that bringing y'all into this conversation could take us off the rails
a little
quickly.
Yeah.
But it creates some great inside jokes.
It does.
Which is great for the radio.
It is. It's fantastic. Heard it on the radio.
So you can gather everybody around and take a listen to this question. If you have some great answers, make sure you can share them with us as well on social media. And we'll get you all that information here in just a second. But first, you need the question today. It is, if you could have a treehouse, what special features or rooms would it have, and what would it look like?
Oh, that's so easy. Zip lines. Zip lines to everywhere.
All day, every day.
That's not even a question. I want a zip line to the main house, zip line to the ground, zip line to another treehouse, preferably.
Okay, so it sounds like that was queued up in your head there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a second one?
I think about treehouses and zip lines a disturbing amount.
Do you have a second thing, maybe, since you were so adamant on the first one?
Maybe like a mounted water gun pointing off of one of the deck rails, like a full turret style water gun. That would be pretty rad,
That'd
I think.
Great. Well, did you have a treehouse growing up? Let's start there.
I did not have a treehouse. Okay. I had a treehouse without a tree. It was called a fort. My dad built me a fort just on the ground. It was on stilts.
This is a shed.
Yeah, it was a shed on stilts that had a slide and some swings, but it was cool. Loved it.
There
I loved the fort. I was about it.
Did you have a fort, AJ, or did you have
a
treehouse?
I did not have a fort. Only time I really ever had a fort was when we bought a new, like, washing machine or...
You were a cat for a few minutes?
Refrigerator, right, yeah, you go into the box, right, yeah. Because that's like, you know, Christmas. The kid plays with the toy for the first couple of minutes and spends the next 2 weeks playing with the box the toy came in, you know.
There you go.
So, no, I did not have a treehouse as a kid. Never really wanted one, if I'm honest.
Okay. Why did you not want
I just liked spending time in the woods. I didn't want to, you know... climb the tree.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that was
so
just me.
If you could have a treehouse, do you have any special features or rooms that we can talk about on the radio?
Oh, yeah. No, straight up man cave. I'm talking big screen TV, couches.
That's just another room in your house.
Yeah, but this
one's
also in
for
a tree.
Adult AJ.
This is a tree.
Yeah, this is kids' cue.
Fine. Like, I want, like, you know the Robin Hood movie, the really crappy one with Kevin Costner in it? How they all lived in trees and stuff? There was the section where they were up in the trees and those houses. I just want, like, a village.
Village vibe.
Rope swings.
That's
classic. Yeah.
I did have a treehouse growing up, which I guess separates me, it sounds like, in this conversation. My granddad built a treehouse in between a couple of trees, and it had a swing that hung from it that was very... It was a big drop from the actual treehouse to the swing, so that was always pretty cool.
Like a swing? I feel like we have to clarify. Is it like a swing, like a seat, or like a rope swing? Like how
Well, we had a rope swing off to the side, so we already had the rope swing taken care of. So this was just like, it was just a plank of wood that was attached to, very creaky. So that was always great.
I think it would
go back and forth. Also, the rope ladder was the only access to the treehouse, so that was a good treehouse. There was always a lot of squirrel activity in said treehouse.
I would imagine so. I do like the rope ladder, like the pulling up access vibe. That's cool.
Well, that's because the squirrels are like, wow, these people built us the biggest squirrel house ever.
So,
this is the best hole in a tree that you can ever find.
I think the only thing that I might have enjoyed more than the actual rope ladder would be some sort of quicker ejection from the treehouse. It was too high up for this to be feasible.
Sounds like you're talking zip lines, my guy.
Maybe like a fireman's pole or something.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be nice.
That
would have
been some sort of quick eject.
Or just a rope that you can just go down.
I didn't want to take the zip line.
Just a rack of parachutes.
Yes. That you have to repack. Repack after every use.
Essential skills for every child.
Yes. It's a treehouse with parachutes.
I do like just the rope coming out of it. Was just, you know, swing around and come down. There's a lot of good options there. A lot of them just involve falling at a quick but safe speed.
Is it just me, or are you having a hard time picturing a childlike Blake Hodge having fun in your head?
No, I can totally picture that.
I have been old for a long time.
Yeah. I think I've only ever known you being old.
Yeah, that was a time period.
So he's just smaller, same outfit, tennis shoes.
Yes.
Treehouse.
Possibly shorts.
Get stuff dirty, yeah. It's still fine.
Sleeveless Oxford.
You know that I'm already on board for that. If you're driving around or at home eating a snack, you can ask your kid these same questions that we have gotten our kid answers from today and see where the conversations go. If you have got some great answers, please do share those with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag at WCHL Chapelboro or YouthWorks on Main using the hashtag KidsQ. Thank you all very much for making this easier today. 336-97.9 then.